Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the Math Strat Chat episode of the podcast Math is Figure Outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And what is Math Strat Chat? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world share the strategies they use. We love to see your thinking.
So this Wednesday, our math problem that we shared was 3 1/4 divided by 4. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve it any way you want, and then come back and listen to how we solve it. The problem was 3 1/3 divided by 4.
All right. So Kim, I've been playing with a strategy the last few Math Strat Chat episodes. Mm-hmm. That people might be like, Pam, stop with your stupid divide out strategy. Like share the branding with people. Check out how it works on this problem. So if I have 3 1/3 divided by 4, I'm going first today.
It's totally fine. I'm ready.
Here I go. Oh, taking over. I'm excited. All right. So if I have 3 1/3 brownies shared with 4 people, you might be like, Pam, that's a terrible strategy. Or is it? Because let's say that I've got those 4 people and they're looking hungrily at those 3 1/3 brownies. I'm going to go ahead and give everybody a half of a brownie. So if I give 4 people a half of a brownie, I've gotten rid of 2 brownies, right? So I now have only 1 1/3 brownie left. Well, mm-hmm. 1 1/3 brownies, that's like 4/3. Because I have 3/3 and 1/3, so that's 4/3. Mm-hmm. And I have 4 1/3 to split mm-hmm. among 4 people. That means they each get 1/3.
Nice.
So everybody got a half of a brownie and 1/3 of a brownie. Bam! That's a pretty slick strategy for that problem.
Yeah, it is nice.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. All right.
I did not think about fair sharing or dealing out. What I actually thought about was, oh gosh, here I am with the division words. is it partitive? Is it quotative? I think it's quotative. So I actually thought about an equivalent division problem.
Ah, partitive.
So thank you. Mm-hmm. I can never get those right. But okay. So 3 1/3, I didn't want to mess with. And so I thought, let me think about how to get out of the thirds. So I thought about scaling up times 3. And so instead of 3 1/3, I made the problem 10 divided by 12.
Okay. How'd you get the 10?
So 3 1/3 times 3 is 10.
You might want to spell that out a little bit.
3 times 3 is 9, and 1/3 times 3 is 1. So then 9 and 1 is 10.
Brilliant.
So then that would be the first problem, or the first part of the division problem. And so then I also need to scale the divided by 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be divided by 12.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me 10 divided by 12. So scaled both of them up times 3. And then I just have 10 divided by 12, which is 10 twelfths.
Nice.
Which is equivalent to 5/6.
Yeah. And let me just share maybe with people who are listening. So and this might be what you have on your paper. Maybe I should have asked. I wrote 3 1/3 and then the fraction bar 4. So it visually, it looks like 3 1/3 over 4. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a compound fraction, we sometimes call it. So then you said to yourself, you're going to find an equivalent fraction. So then I wrote equals. And you said 3 1/3 times 3. And so I have this like scaling mark. 3 1/3 times mm-hmm. 3 is 10. And then 4 mm-hmm. times 3 scaling marks is 12. And you end up with a mm-hmm. fraction 10 twelfths.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is 5/6. And now you have me wondering, is a half plus 1/3 5/6? And now I'm thinking about a clock. And I just thought about the minute hand on the 6 and then plus another 20 minutes. Sure enough, sticks me up on the 10. And that's 10 twelfths or 5/6. Cool. Nice problem. All right.
Yeah, it's a good problem. Well chosen, Pamela. All right. We can't wait to see your strategies. And I wonder if it was like one of ours. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work, and tell the world on social media. While you're there, check out what other people did, and please comment on their thinking as well.
And when you do, tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math. And on Facebook, look for Math is Figure Outable. And use the hashtag MathStratChat. And make sure you check out our next Math Strat Chat problem that we're going to post every Wednesday ad infinitum as the world continues to spin around. You'll see Math Strat Chat problems every Wednesday. And then pop back here to hear how we are thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable.